Hey y'all, you're listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances, for now. This is not the conversation about relationships, because we are minding our own business. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me, I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, or whatever you're sipping on these days, and let's chat. Today, we're talking about boundaries. I need some space. I know what you're thinking. Girl, please, we have at least 6 feet of space right now during this social distancing. And while that's true, and I hope we're all keeping safe, the space and boundaries we're talking about today goes a little deeper. A boundary is simply a line that marks the limits to an area. It's okay to have boundaries. It's okay to need space. It's okay that not everyone is welcome inside your boundary. Take a breath. Hear me. It's okay that everyone is not welcome inside your space. Society has played this sort of shame and blame game on people who thrive as loners, creating the narrative that if you don't allow everyone who wants to be in your space to be in your space, you're stuck up, standoffish, rude, or just plain funny acting child. But it's not true. We are allowed to have boundaries. We began with boundaries. In our mother's womb, space was made for us to develop. Baby, this thing goes deep. Everything that we care about should have boundaries. And not just boundaries for the sake of boundaries, but boundaries that we monitor. We should have boundaries around our mind. Not everyone should be able to get inside our head, which means that we have to have boundaries on our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, because our senses help us to process. So we have to monitor these boundaries, make sure that they're serving us. Case in point, how many times have you heard your friend tell the same lie or the same story time and time again, or talk about someone badly or something or some place, honey? Or maybe they just use excessive amounts of profanity and it makes you uncomfortable. Or it could be someone that has a crush on you and the things that they say just turn you off. You don't have to sit and take that. If you feel strongly enough about the person, address the discomfort. Like, hey, I like talking to you, but I'm not interested in hearing this or that every time this or that comes up. Or, you know, you curse a lot and that makes me uncomfortable. If they are properly placed inside your boundaries, they'll understand. If not, then the boundary will need to be adjusted. Our mouths should have boundaries. Not everyone should have access to our words. If you don't want to confront the person about the things that they say, then create the boundary for them that you limit your time in their presence. Baby, we can put boundaries around our lungs and save our breath, okay? And just move on. You'll be surprised how much better you feel when you begin to create boundaries for yourself. You don't have to be uncomfortable. Shoot, we put boundaries around our stomach. We have a definite line that marks the limits around the potato salad that we will and won't eat at the cookout. I know that it may seem like I'm going overboard, but I just want to stress the fact that boundaries aren't something to be afraid of. And that we actually already have boundaries around some things right now. Locally, in a high-speed chase, a suspect got caught because he had a boundary around his neighborhood and literally was not able to function outside that boundary. I know, it's hard to believe, but it's true. When it comes to things like our heart, it's because we're told, oh, keep your heart open. Don't block your heart off to love. Don't harden your heart to potentially finding happiness. Conversely, we're told, guard your heart. You could get hurt. Keep people from getting close to your heart. Baby. We're not talking about relationships. We're talking about boundaries. And if we've been successful at managing the boundaries of our time, precious information about who we are and what we want, our heart won't be closed. It won't be blocked. It won't even be hardened, but it will have a line that marks the limits of the area. Those limits that we set are certainly being challenged by social media because it has erased very important boundaries. We share and overshare ourselves daily, some of us hourly. We show off our world, our family, our friends, our accomplishments. There's nothing wrong with sharing. But when these air quotes friends from this social media site invite us out on a date, they, air quotes, know a good deal about us. I mean, well, they've liked a lot of posts and they've commented on some photos. So where is the boundary there? Do they get to come to our house? Can they video call us and we pick up? I hope you're not waiting on an answer from me because these are boundaries that you're supposed to have created for yourself. Online dating has also changed a great deal of boundaries. Some sites tell you that 1 out of 4 relationships begin online. How do we fact check that number? Can we contact everyone in the world today and ask, hey, did your relationship start online? No. But according to the fine print on the commercial, the number is based on the people who participated in online dating on their site. Are we really going to allow them to establish the boundary or the way we feel about interacting with online dating? They say it's the new norm, but you get to decide that. You get to decide what's normal for you. You get to decide what your boundaries are. And let's just say for grins, it's okay to online date. How do you monitor what you share with these people? Should you monitor your connection? All right, I'm going to step in and say, yes, yes, monitor what you share. Monitor this connection. I miss the good old days when we used to communicate organically. Because back then, the boundaries were easy to maintain. There were levels to this thing, you know. A person would have to have a couple of deep conversations to strategize on how to shoot their shot. They would have to get past that public space, that arm's length distance, as Big Mama say. And they would have to get into that friend space where they was close enough to shake hands before they got to that lover space where they were able to hug you or kiss you on the cheek. Because of social media, people can binge watch your life and shoot their shot with very informed precision within minutes. So it's important that we create social media boundaries, especially with social distancing. Loneliness could cause you to skip a couple of steps and put yourself at risk. I have some suggestions. How about public space would be, you know, likes or posting comments on the timeline of a person's page that's maybe a friend of a friend or a public figure. And then that friend space would be inbox or direct messages, usually like classmates or friends or coworkers. They would be able to reach you there. And then lover space is like video calling. And this is like close friends and family. And of course, your lover, you receive video calls for them. This way, if some rando inbox you or tries to video call you, you'll know, hey, you skipping steps. So you have to delete the message unread. See, that's the part. You can't read it. Because if you read it, that will allow them to get inside a boundary where they don't belong yet. It's weird out here because everyone feels that they are entitled to your life. You meet someone and give them your name, and the next thing you know, they immediately go to social media, look you up, and now they know your favorite color and your shoe size, depending on your comfort level of sharing. This is why I suggest private pages are taking time to privatize certain posts. See what I mean about monitoring? It's not easy, but it's necessary if you're serious about establishing effective boundaries, which will help you build safe and healthy friend circles and close connections. Let me be clear. I am not saying get off social media. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we need to manage the boundaries that we have and the ones that have been laxed because of our engagement via social media. Let me give you a few safety tips. You should not share your home address on social media. It's just not safe. We are mostly posting from home these days, so make sure that when you take pictures, it's not tagging your location. And we know from Catfish that people aren't always who they say they are. We have to create these boundaries about how people on social media can contact us. If you list your phone number, they might call. There are options to limit a person's ability to see your number, your contact, and how they can contact you. You can disable that video chat. It's important that we monitor these boundaries. Well, I have said some things today, child. So here are the takeaways. A boundary is a line that marks the limit of an area. It's okay to have boundaries. We don't have to allow social media to dictate our comfort zone. Now remember, everything that's said here are suggestions, my loves. You are in charge of your own boundaries. All right? Well, I'm going to see you next week on Friday when we talk about friends. How many of us have them? So thank you for joining me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and, you know, I'm Inertia Justice. And if you love the show, leave a comment so that I can continue to bring you content. You know I love you more.